Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as restaurantcoachingclub.com. If you are a restaurant owner, operator, manager, just getting into the business, or if you've been in the business forever, you're in the right place, because today we're going to talk about one of my restaurant marketing ideas, dare I say one of my most important and valuable restaurant marketing ideas, which will ultimately lead to you doubling your profit. See, I get phone calls and emails all the time from people that want to know, how do they double their business? What they really mean by doubling their business is they want to double their profits. And the difference really is when you say you want to double your business, you're talking about adding more marketing, adding more labor, adding more everything, expenses, which you hope will lead to more profits. I'm going to share with you a three-step process today that won't cost you any money. No money in marketing, no money in advertising, no money in added labor. Really, not much more extra time either. And what that's going to do is that's going to allow any new revenue to go right to the bottom line, because there's no added expenses. And that's why this formula is so simple to not only execute, but to understand. So if you don't have a piece of paper out and a pen, please grab one. We're getting right into it. Here we go. Step one to doubling your restaurant or pretty much any food and beverage establishment's profits are 10% more customers. That means if you're doing on average 100 customers a day, we just need to bump that up to 110. Pretty simple stuff here. However, I want to share with you my one best tip for getting more customers in your restaurant without spending any money, and that's called online review engagement. And I'm talking about doing it correctly. A lot of us are engaging currently online with our customers, but we're not doing it correctly in a native way that we want to be heard and listened to, depending on what platform you're working on. You know, the way we talk to customers is very different on Twitter, to Facebook, to Yelp, to Vine, to Instagram, to any of the social media platforms out there. And so if you are not certain that you are engaging with your customers 100% accurately in the way that they want to be engaged with online, send me an email. Just tell me the name of your business, the city that you're located in. I want to do a quick little search on your social media, and then we'll get on the phone for a half hour or so, and I want to share with you some of the things you're doing right and maybe some areas for improvement, because this is so important. This is game-changing. This is life-changing stuff when you figure out how to properly engage with your customers online, especially with reviews. So enough with 10% more customers. That's pretty simple stuff here. 10% more often, meaning we want your regular customers to come into your restaurant 10% more often. So if your average customer visit is 10 times a month, or if you're a higher end restaurant, maybe more fine dining, that might be 10 times a year. We just got to bump that up one to 11 times a month or 11 times a year. And the best way to do this is quite simply learn more about your customers, learn their name, learn what they like, learn what their regular order is, and as well as your cashiers or your servers and your hosts, because the sweetest word that we love to hear ourselves is our own name. And when a customer walks into your restaurant, if your host can greet them as Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so and let them know that maybe they'll put them at their regular table or apologize to them that their regular table isn't available, but you're putting them at a different table, and then ask, can I get your regular drink or your regular appetizer going for you? Wow, folks, that's a game changer right there. That will increase your customer visits by way more than 10%. And again, it's not gonna cost you any money at all. Now, the third step to this very simple equation for doubling your profits in your restaurant is getting your average customer to spend 10% more money. So currently, if your check average is $10, we just need to bump that up to 11. Well, that's super easy. If you've got an appetizer on your menu that sells for $6, let's say, or for $5, you don't need everyone to order that. Depending on what your check average is, you might only need one out of four or one out of five people to order that one extra appetizer, which will boost your check average by that 10%. And the easiest way to do this is either through upselling, like I just talked about with an appetizer, or through proper menu engineering. Wow, Menu engineering is huge. Again, shoot me an email, send me your menu, let me take a look at it, let's get on the phone and talk about it. But I have huge success with my customers on what I'm able to do by just making one or two minor changes on their menu. Did you know that your menu should not have a dollar sign anywhere on it? That's just one of the tips. That sends out a message to your customers about money when they see that dollar sign. That's just one of the 30 or 40 things on my menu engineering checklist that we can go over. You wanna boost your check average 10%? Let's engineer your menu. We're talking about easy stuff here. A couple of hours of our time together and maybe 40, 50 bucks to reprint your menus. And it's huge what you're gonna see here. So if you guys didn't get all that, the fastest and easiest way to double your restaurant profits is 10% more customers coming to your restaurant or your establishment 10% more often and spending 10% more. You might be asking how that works out. Well, I can show you mathematically, but it's kind of boring and complicated math, but it does work. And it's simple because those little increases aren't costing you any extra money. That's the key here. There's no extra money spent on advertising, no extra labor. Your only increase is really the extra amount of food or drink that you're gonna sell, and that's it. We've all had those days in our restaurants where we've gotten a little busy and we've done 20 or 30% more than we planned on that day. And with no extra labor, we were able to handle it. We were able to rock it out. And that's why this formula works. So I wanna leave you today with just simple, that's it. But I do need you to focus on something. I want you to focus on your customers' needs, wants, desires, fears, and beliefs. Because at the end of the day, we're in business to serve our customers, not to serve ourselves. We wanna know, what do our customers want? What are they afraid of? What do they believe in? What do they desire? What do they want and what do they need? That's where the magic is in this business. If you give your customers what they want, they will more than return it to you tenfold. So anyways, this has been Ryan Gromfin with The Restaurant Boss as well as restaurantcoachingclub.com. Please visit either one of those websites for more free training. The Restaurant Boss has probably 30 to 40 videos on it that will help you increase your profits or run your restaurant more smoothly, or just get you that zest, that juice that you're looking for out of life in your restaurant. Wherever you're watching this, subscribe to me on YouTube, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. There will be a place for you to comment below this video. Please write some questions or comments. I'd love to hear from you. I do reply to every single one of those personally. So I look forward to hearing from you guys soon. This has been Ryan Gromfin saying go out there and just crush it and have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.